The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock here on WPHM. Chances are that you've seen our next guest on Big Brother or on The Amazing Race along with her now husband, Victor. You may not know that she's actually from Michigan's Thumb. Nicole Franzel and Victor Arroyo on the line with us right now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Appreciate you both joining us. We're going to talk about diapers, but let's when we're going to get there in just a moment, because that's something you guys are very familiar with these days, right?
Oh, yeah, with our little 14-month-old baby Arrow, there's definitely a lot of diapers to be changed.
I bet there are probably something you weren't really thinking much about in the Big Brother and Amazing Race days. How did you guys meet? Did you meet on one of these shows?
Yeah, actually we did. Nicole, she was on her second season, which was Big Brother 18, and that was my first season. And we met there. I mean, we didn't start dating there, but after that we became friends, and I just kind of pursued her outside of the house. And
for a solid year.
For a solid year, and now here we are, you know, all these years later, married with a baby, and living in Michigan.
Well, how about that? Nicole, what was that like for you to go from being in small-town Michigan to all of a sudden in the limelight on these reality shows, and then to come back to Michigan after all that?
Yeah, it was really crazy. So my first season, it was kind of just like a shock, to be honest with you, but I loved it, and I loved like meeting new people and just seeing so many different walks of life, and then second, I went back and I just got, like, I loved it more and more. And so now coming back to Michigan, though, I always will call this place home. I feel like I've been to a lot of places, especially on The Amazing Race and just traveling and lots of cities. But I love, like, the small-town country life.
Would you guys do it again? Would you do a reality show again? Or is that part of life behind you now?
Depends on what it is.
And the timing, I think, with having a baby, because I was recently asked to be on another one, but I turned it down because I was breastfeeding at the time, and I just wasn't ready to leave Arrow.
Yeah, understandable. Do you share diaper duty, by the way, both of you?
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, obviously Nicole does more because she works from home, but I think we do a pretty good split when we're both at the house, so...
Yeah.
So, well, let's talk a little bit about, I mean, it's been like almost 20 years since I've had diaper duty, so that's a part of my life that's far behind me. But let's talk about the reality and the challenges that parents face when it comes to this.
Yeah, so, okay, when I first became a mom, I really had no idea about diaper changes, because when you kind of like look on media or Google or whatever, there's just like parents smiling, changing the diaper. It's easy, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's complete opposite, I feel. There have been lots of blowouts and lots of funny stories. And just, like, I feel like it happens at almost the worst time, right?
It's just nasty sometimes. It just really is. I mean, there's no other cute way to put it, especially, I mean, first-time parents, you know what I mean? So I'm assuming, I can almost guarantee that every parent goes through this type of stuff, and you're just like, oh, that's not pretty.
So you guys are doing this contest to give away a year's supply of diapers. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so Baby Gannix, they launched this campaign because they saw what most parents see, right? It isn't all fun and games when you're changing diapers. Happy-go-lucky, it can be messy, and as it should be. Like, nobody's doing it wrong. So they started this contest to kind of unite parents and show you, look, in solidarity, we want you to show your outre, right? The photo of you when you're changing a diaper, and just to kind of showcase that, yeah, we're all in this together. Nobody's doing it wrong. And it's a funny way to be in solidarity with each other. Mm-hmm. And so you just take that, you know, that selfie of yourself, of you, what you look like when you're, you know, changing a diaper, your outre, you hashtag outre, and it'll go on to this gallery on the Baby Gannix website. You can go to babygannix.com/outre, and it'll be there, and people can vote. So the public votes, and the winner, and I think they're doing it every week, they select the winner that'll get a year's supply of triple dry diapers. So they're on week two right now. It's 4 weeks, so there's still three chances to win, and they're also getting a bunch of other little swag prizes as well. So pretty cool. It's nice to partner with them to do this. There's a lot of lucky people out there that can win.
I'll tell you what, a year's supply of diapers, you know, for parents, that's a huge, huge prize, isn't it?
Yeah, diapers are so expensive.
And you just go through a lot every day. Like, you wouldn't think that you go through as many as you do.
Sometimes you go through a diaper because you think it's pooped or peed, and it's not.
Yeah.
And,
well, or you think that they're done, and 5 minutes later, it's still going, and so you should have just waited and
yeah, remember it all too well. You always think that you've got enough on hand, and you never do. You always have to make that special trip to get more. Where can we go for more information on this contest?
Yeah, so you can go to babyganics.com/poo trade, and it has all the information there, and it has the gallery of all the people that are uploading. Anybody that posted an eligible photo with the hashtag, their photos will be there, and that's where you can vote as well and get all the information you need.
All right. Sounds good. Guys, nice talking to you. I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Bye, guys.